The closure of PV Mart stores in central Alberta is going to sting. People are losing jobs, said Scott Robinson, CEO of Red Deer District Chamber, about the retailer entrenched in small cities and rural communities in Alberta. To lose that kind of a retail operation in a community, a business that often gave back to the community in every community that they served, is a very sad and disappointing thing. In central Alberta, PV Mart has a store in Blackfalds, Lacombe, Pinoca, Stettler, Rocky Mountain House, and Camrose. The new 40,000-square-foot store in Red Deer opened in 2022. On January 27, the chain of hardware and agricultural supply stores announced it was undergoing organizational restructuring, closing stores, and sought and obtained an initial order for creditor protection. Byron Geddes, executive director of Stettler Regional Board of Trade, said PV Mart has been in Stettler since 1975 and the closure will leave a huge hole in the community for both town and rural residents. They were around long before several of the big box stores in the community. They've always had good product. They've always had good service, said Geddes about the Stettler store, that employs 16 and 24 workers depending on the season. He said several people in the organization have been part of the local board of trade. They've always been just a pillar of the community. They've always been really, really involved in our community, whether through their PVODC, Opportunity Development Cooperative, or just helping out local charities. It's a shame to see them go this way. I really hope there is something they can do to somehow stay in our community. We would really hate to see them go, Geddes said. Overall, 90 PV Mart stores and 6 Main Street Hardware locations will be shutting their doors, with liquidation efforts underway. Sherry Gummo, president of the Pinoca and District Chamber of Commerce, said PV will be missed. Anytime a local business closes, it hurts. I am all about local, said Gummo, who hoped more Amazon boxes won't be appearing on doorsteps. Growing up in central Alberta, Gummo said she grew up with PV Mart. With 8 grandchildren, she relied on the store to find good quality toys. In Pinoca, where do you buy toys at Christmas? I'm going to miss the toys. PV Industries reported that Canadian retail industry was experiencing unprecedented challenges, including record low consumer confidence, inflationary pressures, rising operating costs, and ongoing supply disruptions, along with a difficult regulatory environment. Robinson said there may be other farm supply stores, but PV was well established and their vendors will also be impacted. In early January, Comark Holdings Inc., which owns apparel brands Ricky's, Cleo and Bootlegger, announced it was seeking creditor protection and closing stores. The company, which has stores in Red Deer, has 75 Ricky's stores, 54 Cleo stores, 20 joint locations and about 19 sites the brands split with Bootlegger, which has 53 standalone shops. Retail is a tough space. Hopefully it's not a trend, more of a blip. But you never know. It depends on a lot of factors today, he said about recent closures. Robinson, Geddes and Gummo all encourage consumers to shop local. If we are not going to shop locally at the stores that are anchored with physical spaces in our community, then they will disappear, Robinson said. Those stores provide employment, they provide investment back into the community, they pay taxes, and they certainly add to the flair and charm of any community. I think it's important that people understand that when you're buying that hammer off Amazon, you could have walked down the street and had 4 or 5 different options. We've got to be conscious of that, Robinson said. With files from the Canadian press.